different rail options. Fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc., I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a Regions Business Banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a Regions Business Banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Pennzoil Synthetics takes synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to Pennzoil Pure Plus Synthetics today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This week on Christian Questions, God gave us the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule ages ago as a basis for living a godly life. So how are we doing? Have we made the multiple choice? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Paul Simon, I believe. Slip, slip, sliding away. Thanks to Paul Warner for coming in. You know, when you do this for a living, which I never intended to do, it was an accident. Once you do, you hate your voice, and you want somebody else's voice. I take Paul's voice. It's the most soothing.
Yes.
And he sounds exactly like he sounded in 1960-something. I just find that interesting that some people, when they get old, men and women, they sound, you know, old. He sounds exactly like he used to sound.
And maybe he's always sounded old, and you just don't know any difference.
Because he's always looked old.
Right.
But it's a soothing. It's sort of a, you know, he could do one of those FM, that was Henry Mancini, easy listening.
Oh, like those 103 pillow talk kind of
shows.
He could
pull that off. Folks, it's Thursday. So we don't really care what you want to talk about. Yard sale sampling show is over. And now we're back to just the regular anything goes. Talent show is still alive. It's crippled, but it's alive, meaning not a lot of contestants. You could change that if you have an audible talent. And then one day we'll eventually give our goofy prizes away. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We welcome Jim. Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
AM and the PM.
That's good to know.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I wanted to call you since Monday at the Playhouse, and this isn't as a plug, but I'm opening up a fried chicken restaurant.
Okay.
In
well,
St. Louis.
All right.
It was named the number one fried chicken in America.
Oh, wait a minute now. That's a big statement.
Go to MSN.com.
You know what? I just on the today received an email from somebody, and it was an MSN story about they picked the best steak place in each state. So there are 52 restaurants, and you know who they named as the number one steak restaurant in the state of Missouri? It was Annie Gunn's.
I believe it.
So it's funny you mentioned MSN.
I
would never have known that they did articles like that.
They do that, and they rank it, and so they have the top 50 or 75 in America, and we're opening. I'm born and raised in St. Louis. We're bringing it to St. Louis out of Memphis, and we're putting it.
Now, you know that we're in the commercial business. We get paid to plug things. You know that.
Well, the reason why I'm calling is we're putting it in Maplewood.
Okay.
So when I heard about you talking about Maplewood,
right.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's a great place to put it.
I've lived here my whole life. I never spent 20 minutes in Maplewood. But it's just a great neighborhood. There's a lot of great things to do in that area. And
that's what happens. When you live there, you go somewhere else, and you don't really...
Exactly.
And when you're outside looking in, I've never been to Maplewood till last Friday night. Never been there.
Right.
And
yeah,
it was like fantastic.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go and a lot of things to see. And
when are you going to open the fried chicken joint?
September.
Well, scrape some money together and let us tell the world about it for you. I hope you do well. I hope you do well enough you can come on and become an advertiser. That would be great.
Well, we'll bring some chicken by. You can give it a shot.
Well, I'll be honest with you. We don't do that because everybody that would bring something by and go here, and they do it because they want to mention. So here's what I'm going to do for you.
No, here's what I'm going to do for you.
I don't want the chicken. I don't want you. I don't need anything. I'll eventually probably taste it to see if it's as good as you say it is. I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us what's the name of the place.
What? Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken.
Okay. All right. I don't mind giving you that. Opening in September.
Based out of Memphis. Oh, I'm a long time.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
How many places do they have, Gus's?
They have four places in Memphis, and they just opened in Austin, Texas, and Oxford, Mississippi, and two in Little Rock. But this is the first one up this neck of the woods.
Okay. Well, good luck with it.
But, I mean, it was exciting to hear you about Maplewood because it's new to us, too, but we enjoy hanging out there.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
We live out west.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Okay. That's Jim, who says this place is going to have, he said,
number
the
one.
Best fried chicken in, did he say the world or the country?
I think the world.
I think he said the world.
I think the world.
But that's an impossible statement to make because it's so subjective. It's
exactly
what's good that's to somebody. Saying. Look, they'll never be. I think I will ever taste fried chicken as good as the fried chicken my mother made. And I'm going to tell you who else fried chicken that was. Let's say my mother's fried chicken was a 100. That's the score. 98, Terry Daly.
That's right.
He fried chicken, and I tasted it, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. It is so close to being as good as my mother's fried chicken. Yeah. I remember they got mad because I won the contest. We had some kind of a taste test, and I think I won. He got mad, but that's all right.
My grandma Strauss used to make a lemon meringue pie.
Stop it. You're torturing me.
And that was, I mean, incredible. The closest lemon meringue pie to my grandma's is a Tippins.
Tippins has got some good stuff.
Yeah.
What happened there? They used to have...
they had a couple of restaurants.
And then they folded.
They must not have gone over that well.
All right, let me talk to... Cindy, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
What can we do for you?
Well, you know what? I know you talked about the talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it's kind of an in-between because I know I can never actually beat you on a joke. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about Mother Goose and the Grimes fairy tales, which my granddaughter actually does the Little Miss Muffet. Set on the tuffet, eating her curds and whey, and ask what they are.
Well, who wouldn't ask? What little kid? Who wouldn't ask that? Because we tell our little kids this chick, Miss Muffet, was eating curds and whey. I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what it is. I told her oatmeal.
Cheese curds.
Change it. Yeah, well, let's just change it. Sitting on a tuffet, eating her oatmeal and applesauce or something.
So, there you go.
What do you have for us?
Well, you know what? I actually thought that I would try to stump you on a child song that you have maybe never heard before.
Well, I don't claim to be an expert on children's songs.
Well, that's why I figured I could probably get you.
We probably can. Are you actually participating in the talent show now?
Well, that's what I figured I was calling in for.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, keeping the show alive, I have to ask you, Cindy, what part of town do you live in?
Troy, Missouri.
I know it well. Well, let's do this from Troy, Missouri. Here is Cindy with a children's song. Go ahead.
Okay. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms. First one squeezy, went down easy. Second one stuck to my tongue. Third one busted. Fourth one rusted. Fifth one tried to run. Bite off the head, suck out the guts. throw the skins away. Parents wonder why us kids eat worms three times a day. And that's it.
That's a disgusting song.
Perfect for kids.
Yeah, perfect. Kids love disgusting stuff. No,
they do.
I've never heard that song. Suck out the guts and throw away the skins of worms. I've never heard that.
Well, you're right. You know what? That makes me feel good.
Well, this might not. We're going to have a quick conference. Hang on. Cindy, we don't need your phone number. But right. We enjoyed your song.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. The worm eating song. Truth is, I never as a kid ate a worm. You know what we did have? We had a kid. You got to understand that I grew up in the hillbilly stick part of Tennessee. We had a kid who ate dirt. And I mean ate it like some kids would eat candy.
I know someone that did that too.
Isn't that the weirdest?
Yes.
It won't kill
There's
you.
There's a lot of nutrients
in it. And they said, look
minerals.
At this. And they started eating dirt. They're like, why?
That is a
weird. What are you doing? Yeah, we ate fertilizer when we were kids.
Well, that's even weirder. You're eating manure. You're eating feces.
What kind of fertilizer?
Fertilizer
out of the bag?
For the lawn. Yes.
That has got feces.
That's got like
that's
poison
animal
in it.
Feces in it.
Well, what happened was we made.
I bet your breath was horrible.
We were in the my garage, and there were like two or three of us in there, and we made little fertilizer pies and everything. And my mom comes in, and she goes, what are you doing? Oh, my God. And we were eating it. Well, we almost had to get our stomachs pumped. We didn't eat enough.
Yeah, horse it's like chemicals and
cow
poison.
Cow manure and horse manure.
Well, it's more than that.
And chemicals and poison.
Oh, yeah. Dan said that he knows what curds and whey
he does?
Are. Yes.
Well, let's talk to Dan. Dan, how are you?
Frank, how you doing?
Good. What are curds and whey?
Okay, when milk curdles,
mm-hmm.
The curds are what floats to the top of the milk.
Okay.
And have you ever been around milk when it gets sorted? You've seen it in the grocery store. There's whole milk, 2% skim milk.
Right.
And then whey is the watery portion of the milk. What's left?
Wow, you know a lot of stuff. It is whey. What you just said though is that this is a stupid point. Little Miss Muffet, Senator Tuffet, eating spoiled, floating curds of milk and watery whatever. What a horrible meal.
Yeah. What kind of breakfast is that?
What follows that?
Right.
Senator Tuffet eating her curds and whey. Is that the Long Came a Spider thing?
Yeah.
And frightened Miss Muffet away.
Yeah.
Stupid, stupid kid. Thing.
And then she went on to have diarrhea.
Well thank you. We never knew, Dan, till now, what curds and whey were. Thank you. All right. He could join the problem solver.
Wow.
He learned so much here. This is Jim. Jim, how are you?
I got to take
control. Jim?
You want me to hang off a bit?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, how
hey,
are
Jim.
You? Thank you for putting that other person on hold. We appreciate it. What can we do for you?
You're certainly welcome, Frank. Hey, two things. I wondered whether you've watched that new program, The Robot, or Mr. Robot.
I have not.
Oh, my goodness. It's by the same person, not the guy who wrote the book because he died, but the person who did the movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. Have you been watching The Making of the Mob on AMC?
Yeah, this is 10 times better.
Whoa!
This is as close to intense as Breaking Bad as you'll get.
And what's it called?
It's called Mr. Robot.
What channel?
USA.
Wow.
It's available on demand on Charter.
I'm gonna write
and
this down.
They've only got 5 episodes out. But this guy, the actor, is incredible. He's a thin, intense-looking eyes, but he is a computer hacker who wants to help others to bring down the systems of corruption. And instead of Enron, the company that he works as a computer safety analyst for is called Evilcon.
Okay.
And opening scene, he walks into a coffee shop. He's standing in the back, and this gentleman walks into the coffee shop and sits down. He's of looks like Pakistani descent or something, and he goes over. He sits down next to him, and he says, "You don't know me, but I know who you are." And tells him his name. Tells him that he owns this. Like Starbucks, and then he owns 17 others, and he's planning on opening 8 others. I've got all your emails. I've got all your texts. I've got all your information, and I know that you have 4 secret servers that have 400,000 pedophiles on it, and I have all of your downloads of your pedophile.
Whoa.
And the guy thinks he's after money, you know, and he's telling him, you know, I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you because I know you'll keep coming back. He said, I'm not. And it goes on, and he tells him, I'm not interested in your money. He said, you'll figure that out in about 30 seconds because I sent everything I had to the FBI. And as he walks out, the cops are pulling in, dragging the guy off. But it is intense between the actors as to what goes on. So if you get a chance.
Well, first of all, it sounds like a great idea. A guy who's able to go in and get all the dirt on you.
Right.
And then they have
Christian Slater plays a, like in The Blacklist,
yeah.
He plays that that role as the, I can't remember the guy's name, who's the guy in the Blacklist who's James Spader. He plays that role, and he wants to get this guy into the secret group. It's called F Society, and what they want to do is they want to change the monetary system of the world by eliminating all of the debt that people owe instantaneously and wiping all of the servers.
Wow. This is,
that sounds great.
Didn't we talk
to Christian about this news?
I did. I spoke with Christian Slater.
What did he say to you, Frank? I know, Jim, you have his private number.
Jim, I said, Christian, this is like your fifth attempt at a TV series. The others have all failed miserably. Do you think this one will work? Here's what he said.
Well, hell yeah, I think it's going to work just great.
Christian Slater.
Wow, he's always optimistic.
Sounds a lot like Jack Nicholson.
Sounds like Jack Nicholson
to me.
I didn't hear the similarity.
They both are very similar.
Well, Jim, thank you for that rundown.
have you got time for a joke?
I always have time for a joke.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is this
for the talent show?
No, you can load it up.
All right, hang on. Go ahead.
Forrest Gump dies and goes to heaven. Mm-hmm. And he's standing at the pearly gates. St. Peter is there, and he says, Forrest, I see that you're here, and you'd like to go in, and I'd certainly like to open the gates and let you in. But before I can let you in, there's three questions you have to answer. And Forrest just nods his head and says, uh-huh. And he says, okay, the first question is, there are 2 days in the week that begin with T.
Today and tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know the ending?
I do, but go ahead. I'm going to let you finish. It's a good joke. Go ahead.
It is a good joke. And he says, today and tomorrow. And then he said, do you know how many seconds there are in a year? He said, yes, there's 12. And he says, April 2nd, May 2nd, June 2nd.
Right.
Okay, and then he says, can you tell me the name of God? And he says, yes, I know the name of God. And he said, okay, what is it?
Howard?
First name of God. Oh. And he said, it's Andy.
Yeah, Andy and walks with me.
There you go.
With me. Yeah, shoot him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll shoot him.
Is that the end?
That's the end.
Here's the problem with the joke, and I stopped telling it, and I'll tell you why. For people who've never been, I think, to a Protestant church, they would never get it because you have to know that hymn.
Well, yeah, you only tell it to people over 40.
I'm sorry?
You only tell it to people over 40.
No, even people over 40, if you've never been in the Protestant church, and he walks with me, and he talks to me, and he tells
yeah,
me
never,
I am.
See, have you Pion, heard that, Dan?
Pion has no idea what that
yeah,
song is.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've always heard, too, Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be thy name.
And they say his name's Howard. Howard be thy name. It's a good joke. I just stopped telling it because anybody who's never heard that hymn in church would have no idea what the punchline means.
I know,
but it's a good
joke. Among church people.
You did a good job. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Frank.
Right. And I did something. I told it once, and I thought, because I had a couple of people say, I don't get it. Andy walks with me. It's a hymn. And I believe a Protestant hymn. One more, we'll take a break here. We'll talk to Tom. Tom, how are you?
Oh, well, hi, Frank. How are you, sir?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Sir, I called in real quick to ask you a quick question about Bayless Dental Care. But before I do, I just want to say I've had it with my previous dentist. In fact, he's my old dentist. And every time I go there, the waiting room is full, and there's never a chair to sit down in. And, you know, I'm always standing around. So I wanted to know, Frank, if I go to Bayless Dental Care, will they sit me down?
They will sit you down.
And I won't have to wait around. I hate standing around that waiting room.
I don't think you'll have to. You make the point. You tell them you are a listener. You do that. You get special treatment if you're a listener. And then you email me and let me know how that went, okay?
My prayers have been answered. I'm going to call him immediately. Right. Before I go, I just wanted to say I was in Belleville the other day at a Kentucky Fried Chicken, and believe it or not, Terry Daly was in the back frying up the chicken.
Well, I don't think that's true, but it's pretty funny. Thank you.
Amen to PM.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's not a slam at Terry.
No.
Terry's a funny, funny guy. And I was blown away. The chicken he fried.
I remember that was a big deal where it was always a back and forth, which was better, his chicken or
your
mom's
chicken. I had to force
myself
to not say, this is the second best chicken I've ever had. I just act like, it's okay. It was great. it was great. And here's the other thing people can, two people can make the same thing. Like Dan said, lemon meringue pie. And they can taste completely different. Like they're not even both lemon meringue pie. And that's true of pecan pie. It's true of a lot of things. But good chicken.
Was it made in a cast iron skillet?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard that's. I don't know if I've ever had chicken
cast iron
out of that
skillet.
Way.
You don't wash,
right?
Not just a bunch of crap. That cast iron skillet thing is true for so many foods: pork chops, or whatever you're frying a skillet.
Steaks.
And here's another thing. I tried one time. I love peel and eat shrimp. I love shrimp cocktail. I tried one time to boil shrimp. I bought the shrimp. I got that stuff you pour in. It tasted like crap when I did it. I don't know. There's just a way to do things, and it's no different than painting, like precision coating. You can try and try and try. You can't paint right. I did a lobster one time. We bought a live lobster. I stuck that thing in boiling water. I felt kind of bad for a second when you were screaming. But then it didn't taste good.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the same. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't the same. All right, we got to take a break, then we'll come back. We'll take more calls. We don't care what you want to talk about. Anything. You learn a lot here. We just learned, what did we learn from that guy just now? He told us something. I forgot it already that we didn't know. Whatever.
Oh, man.
If you have dementia like me, it doesn't stay with you very long.
But neither one of us remember it either.
Isn't that sad?
We all have memory.
I said, wow, we just learned something. We have no idea what it was. It was 10 minutes ago. Holy cow.
Well, we're busy in here.
Yeah, we are.
And hey, when you younger people, when you hear people saying the golden years, that's a pile of crap.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay? The best years of my life. No, it's not.
No, you can't remember.
You just
half
forgot
the
all
stuff.
The other good years that happened a long time ago.
Yeah, that's all it is. You can't remember how good the other stuff was. All right, Window World, I got an interesting email here. I'm going to have to check into this. It's from Sam. And Sam says, Frank, I just filled out an online form to have Window World give me a quote, and there was a place that asked how I heard about them, and there was no choice for radio or your show. So,
hey.
I just chose other. So I guess they said, how do you hear about us? Either print, billboard, other. He put other because there was no selection. I'm going to look into this.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you for calling that to my attention, and thank you for contacting Window World. If there's anybody listening who doesn't know what Window World is, I can't imagine who you are. You must have just moved to town or for the first time in your life turned on a radio. And I go see what this radio thing is all about. Everybody knows the name Window World, but the other thing everybody needs to know is that there are other companies, one in particular, that try to fool people by pricing their windows at $189. Actually kind of a clever, smart idea, except for one thing. It's not a Window World window, and I think they think people are stupid. Our listeners aren't stupid. They know the difference between a Window World window and another window. First of all, the name, Window World. It doesn't say Window World. I don't care if it's $189 or not. It's not the same window. Window World window is the one with a good housekeeping seal of approval. It's the window. It's the number one best-selling replacement window in the United States. And well over 40,000 homes in St. Louis have Window World windows in them. Lifetime warranty covers everything. Parts, glass breakage, the labor. They use a double-strength glass that is not commonly used in replacement windows. So this is the one you want. This is the one apparently a lot of people want, and as they should. They have a 15-month same-as-cash financing offer with approved credit. I don't know what else I can tell you. You need to make the call. Replacement window time, and you'll know it when it comes because you'll be losing cool heat whatever season. You're wasting money on utility bills. Get them replaced. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com.
Meep, meep.
It's time for a check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, they have cleared that crash on westbound 40 after Kings Highway. Now, you're still a little bit slow at Vandeventer, but then Science Center through McCausland, you're running slow. You're running slow also from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, and a little heavy from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Highway 70. Eastbound 70 drivers finding it slow from the Earth City Expressway through about Lindbergh. And you're still pretty stacked up from an earlier accident at Lucas and Hunt. It's slow east of Air Flight through Hanley, and then things open up. Westbound 70, a run from Union through Jennings Station Road is slow. Stop and go parking lot-like traffic on eastbound 270 now from Missouri Bottom to about 170, and then a slow go through New Florissant. Southbound 270 has stop and go traffic in pockets now from Page down through Marshall Road. Eastbound 44 stacks up from east of 141 up to the Merrimack River Bridge. And now we do have Highway 30 is closed at local here Hillsboro Road due to an accident. Traffic's being diverted behind Northwest High School, and the backup now is close to a mile and a half. And this traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. At Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today through Sunday, take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she'll perform on you called in-office balloon sinoplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles. Takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches. No more sinus infections. No more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
This is a message to parents. Our community is in the grip of a serious epidemic of opiate abuse among our youth, and it's killing our kids.
This past December, our son Corey died from a heroin overdose.
Corey started experimenting with marijuana at age 13. At age 17, he was introduced to prescription painkillers when he had his wisdom teeth removed. He became addicted to them and within a year had progressed to using heroin.
Parents, be on the lookout for erratic behavior, sleeplessness, flu-like symptoms, or things missing around the house. If you have prescription painkillers in your home, lock them away or dispose of them.
If your child shows these signs, get help. The further they fall into addiction, the harder it is to overcome.
Opiates are lethal. One time can be fatal. If you need help, call the NCADA at 962-3456 or visit curiosityandheroin.com. Thank you.
This message brought to you by the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse, St. Louis area.
As we head into late summer, we have those fall festivals. We've got those charity events we like to go to. And right before the kids go back to school, you have those block parties. Well, at some point, you're going to be out and about, and you're going to get the urge to go to the bathroom. And it happens to the best of us. And then you're going to look around, and you're going to think to yourself, where is an R&R sanitation porta potty? Because the worst thing to do is to be away from your home, having to go to the bathroom, and not finding a clean, safe place to go to the bathroom. R&R sanitation porta potties are bigger, which means they're cleaner longer. They get picked up and dropped off and serviced at a much better rate than the competition. So here's my suggestion. If you can't find an R&R sanitation porta potty, go in the woods. Otherwise, make sure you're using R&R sanitation, R&R portable toilets. They want your stinking business, R&R sanitation.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone.
Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least one in four properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification, and we're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery, a girl walking when they said she wouldn't, parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening.
Please support St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center.
Put your money where the miracles are.
You thought you'd become a rock and roll god when you picked up that guitar. It didn't take long for you to realize you'd better keep that day job. Take that guitar, or whatever you played, to Music Go Round, because they buy, sell, and trade used musical instruments and pro sound equipment all day, every day. Visit the store to get top dollar for your used gear, or to find that instrument you've been looking for. Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st, enjoy free Gus's Pretzels and register for a chance to win a $100 gift card. No purchase necessary. Music Go Round St. Louis, at the corner of Lindbergh and Gravois. Your ultimate used gear resource.
The Washington Town and Country Fair will have family fun for everyone August the 5th through the 9th in Washington, Missouri. Catch concerts from the 10th Avenue North, the Eli Young Band, Brett Michaels, Boston, and Eric Pasley. Or get your adrenaline pumping with bull riding, truck and tractor pulls, UTV racing, and stadium motocross. It's all included with your admission. Get tickets online at washmofair.com. That's washmofair.com for tickets to the Washington Town and Country Fair August the 5th through the 9th. The best bang for your buck this summer.
Bojangles, I believe, right?
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Well, you know who did this better than anybody? Sammy Davis.
Yes.
Jr.
I was just going to mention Sammy doing this.
I dig that cat, man.
Back to the phones, 314-969-KTRS. 888-550-KTRS. This is Leland. Leland, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys today? I'm here with Donald Duck, and Donald Duck says something about chicken. He liked that green parrot chicken place up there off of Big Ben. It used to be the green parrot. But Donald said something about, he heard you say something about a test drive, a Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Johnny will let Donald take a ride if he's got somebody with him that's got a license.
Now,
Johnny can send me the free advertising. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Now,
Donald just said it for you. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Leland. I guess Leland didn't want to stay on. You know, what's interesting about people that do the Donald Duck thing, some of them, it's really good. You can't understand one word of it. But the duck sounding voice.
Yeah, but that thing with Donald Duck was, you could understand what he was saying.
Yeah, but people who do it, you can't understand.
Right, yeah.
Even Mike does it. You don't know what he's saying, but you're thinking, hey, that's pretty good, except I can't understand you. This is Candy. Hello, Candy. How are you?
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you in a convertible or something? Because there's a lot of noise.
No, I'm on Bluetooth.
All right.
Again.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, I missed the first half of the show, so I don't know what started the conversation about Curse and Way, but I wanted to set the record straight if I could.
All right.
And let you know that it's simply cottage cheese.
curds and whey is just cottage cheese.
Oh, that makes sense because the two parts are that water part and the chunks.
All right. We're going to go with that. We're going to go with that. All right. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome. Have a great day. By the way, I'm AM in the
camp. Oh, we can tell that. One other thing. How old are you?
I am 33.
33. Favorite age, 33. Yes. Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Okay. It's funny because I was just before she called telling Dan, I said, 33-year-old women, my favorite. And then look what happened. Yeah. She calls. What a coincidence. Rich, how are you?
AM in the PM.
Of course. Hallelujah. What's up?
Well, I'm going to try to get this quick before I lose my signal. I'm over here in Indiana listening to you, even though the station has no signal strength.
Yeah, according to the competition, we don't. Yeah,
exactly. But just wanted to call and thank you for promoting Schaefer. As you're well aware, I hit a deer.
With a truck, with your pickup truck.
With my pickup truck.
Have you got it back?
I was supposed to have gotten it back Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
They called me Thursday last week, said it'd be ready on Tuesday. Friday morning, I get a phone call. Hey, if you guys put in some overtime, stayed late last night, a couple guys came in early this morning, it'll be ready this afternoon.
Beautiful. Wow. That was Friday.
They brought it to me, left the key at my place of employment with somebody in the office, had all my paperwork, and when I looked at it, it didn't look as good as factory. It looked better than factory. They even detailed it. They vacuumed it, wiped off my dashboard.
I told you. Schaefer, the best, I told you.
They are phenomenal.
Maybe I'll wreck my car just so they'll clean it for me.
I don't care. If anybody's gone somewhere else and had good body work done, it will not touch what Schaefer did to my truck.
Wow. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. It's a great testimonial. Thank you.
And one last thing real quick.
Right.
The guy who called in just a little bit about Ballast Dental Care wanted to know if he was going to have a place to sit down if he had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going there for years. I think the most I've ever seen counting myself in the waiting room is 3 people.
Yeah,
sat there for maybe 10 or 15 minutes because I was 15 minutes early for my appointment.
Yeah, they're pretty good about scheduling so people get in there and nobody's hanging around waiting in the waiting room. Rich, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Now, Peon had an idea. A lot of people curious. Boy, Schaefer, is that work really that good? You could go bang your car into something. We don't want you hurt, but just like slam it into a tree or a post or something.
Yeah, just a post.
And then you'll be able to see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Back into something.
But Peon needs his car cleaned out.
Especially if you have an untidy car like me. You can,
in your case, if you just... Then you're going, oh, my goodness, look, I busted the headlight and the fender. You get your car cleaned.
Yeah.
Because your car's filthy. Yeah. So maybe you should have
I don't know.
For that reason. Dave, how are you?
Oh, I'm AM and the PM.
That's the best way you can be. What's up?
I heard you talking earlier about the cast iron skillet.
Yes.
I want to share with you how I learned how important it is to use that cast iron skillet.
All right.
I got a job in 1956 working at a restaurant, and the chef, I was washing dishes, and the chef had this black iron, nasty-looking skillet there. And I got finished cleaning up the dishes and the other silverware and everything. So I decided to do him a favor.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
Yeah. I got that skillet. I got all that black stuff off of it. And
you got fired.
Yeah. You know how long it took me to season that skillet?
Well, no, the ironic thing about it was, as soon as he calmed down and quit screaming, he looked at me and he said, you know, not to touch anything over here. I said, no, sir. He said, the boss, I said, wait a minute, hold it. The two owners did not tell me anything because they weren't here. I was just following the instructions of another busboy.
Yeah, but how in the world would you have known that? You know what you're supposed to know. And I didn't know this till about 10 years ago, that a cast iron skillet, you don't wash them. That accumulation of whatever that is what flavors the food. I didn't know that. Who, you know, how would a young kid know that? But now we know.
Now I know, and I've had arguments with a lot of people on the importance of wipe it out with salt.
Paper towel.
It was a salt and a rag.
Paper towel, even.
Well, wait a minute. We're talking 1950.
Now, there were no paper towels, but now paper towel will do. And I know people that hand down, grandma dies or whatever, they hand down the cast iron skillet like it's some fine piece of collectible art or something. Oh, my, it's very important that you keep it in the family and keep not washing it. It's kind of like a barbecue grill. Barbecue grills taste better when they've had some grease on them.
Right.
Seriously, on the grill and some food, they taste better.
Yeah.
Because you get the smoke from those chunks of burning pieces down there. We got to run. Dave, thank you for the story.
Hey, AM and a PM. Thank you. Don't get any more gear.
No, I hope I don't. Thank you, Dave.
Hey, did you see who's on line 5?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Why? Why? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We don't have a whole lot of time.
I know.
We have a quick couple songs.
A second or two for Norman?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You have to make time for Norman.
I hit the wrong one. Hold on. I got this. Norman, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I got us cooled down a little bit.
Yeah, yes. Cooled down a little bit. How's everything?
I got some for the talent show here.
All right. The talent show. Are you still in Sullivan, Missouri?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would you like to do, Norman?
I'm going to sing a hymn here. I made it myself.
You wrote this hymn.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
I once was lost and came undone. God and Jesus reached down their hands and pulled me up by the bootstraps. They healed me from cancer. They healed my eyes so I can see a little bit to this day. Now I wish I'd get some glasses, magnified glasses, which I can see better.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful song.
Wait, is that the end?
Is it over?
And
is that it, Norman?
I believe in that song.
Well, that's a beautiful song.
That was great.
What was the title of that hymn? Do you have a title for it?
Yeah.
What is it?
God and Jesus Heals.
God and Jesus Heals.
That is great.
Look for that in your hymn.
It was touching.
It is. That's very good. Thank you. Did you have cancer?
No, I prayed for it not to come.
You prayed for cancer not to come, and because of that, you've never had cancer.
Good.
Wow.
Preventative prayer.
Preventative, yeah. Very good, Peon. Preventative praying.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What's the deal, Norman? Norman, what's the deal with your eyes? You said you're praying for, like, magnifying. Do you not see well?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see very well.
No.
Do you have any vision at all? Some vision?
Not too much.
Not too much. Can you read?
I had to use a magnifying glass.
Yeah, well.
I get some of those new magnifying glasses that they've been advertising on TV.
Yeah, I've not seen.
Oh, I've seen those.
We need to get Norman.
Yeah, we need to get
I've
on
seen
that.
I've yeah. seen those.
We're going to look into that, Norman. Get a pair and see how to get them to you. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anything else?
That's all.
All right, well, that's a great song, Norman.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Norman, everybody, from Sullivan, Missouri. Singing
God and Jesus Heals.
Mm-hmm. Singing the hymn, God and Jesus Heal, or Heals, whatever, and an original hymn by Norman. Do we know Norman's last name? Norman from Sullivan, Missouri.
Yeah.
For now, we'll just call him Norman Sullivan. Do we know his last name. Mark and Jason here. I know their last names. Mark Reardon. Jason Becker, their financial advisors. How much money, folks? How much money do you have? How much money do you have that you don't have to touch right now, that you can put away? If it's $25,000 or more, I have a couple of people you might want to meet, and that would be Mark and Jason. They're with Stifel Nicolaus, and they give financial advice, and that's all it is. It's advice. You can take it or you can leave it. But I think it's a really good idea to hear what other people think, people who do this for a living. The first time I took any financial advice, I was in my late 20s. The guy's name was Jack. I still remember what he looked like, and what he said made all the sense in the world to me. And we put $40 a month into whatever this thing was, and that's how it started. Pay yourself first. Take care of yourself first before you buy other stuff. Pay yourself and then do the rest. Pretend you don't make but 90% take home of what you actually make. That's my advice. Mark and Jason may have another way a way of doing it. But if you've accumulated $25,000 or more, go to the website markandjason.com. Have a meeting. See what you think. Can't hurt. Got a financial advisor? Who cares? Second opinion. markandjason.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they still have Highway 30 at local Hillsboro Road shut down due to a serious accident there. Traffic's being diverted behind Northwest High School. We had an earlier accident at Lucas and Hunt. Boy, eastbound 70 is jamming quite a bit now from the Earth City Expressway through Lucas and Hunt, and then things open up into downtown. Westbound 40, you're running slow. Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40, jamming up from Kings Highway up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270, pretty solid now from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Kohl's. At Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today through Sunday, take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings path. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Laclique Cab is proud to present Bill Cleveland. Their app is SUV running late, STL Taxi Laclique Cab. Here's Bill Cleveland. Yeah, yeah. How are you, Bill?
Get right to it. Hey,
right to it. You're not kidding. We don't mess around.
Well,
what's it going on?
Cops have broken up a counterfeit ring run by teenagers after recovering several fake $20 bills. Teens weren't really very bright. You could tell the bills were fake. Instead of Andrew Jackson on the bill, they had Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. That's a
giveaway.
That's a dead giveaway.
And Dennis Rodman has now endorsed Donald Trump for president.
All right.
Yeah. Which should secure the all-important 6'8" orange hair vote. And the most popular car color this summer is white.
Yes.
Most popular car color, white, this summer, yeah. In fact, it must be true because the folks over at Chrysler say this summer all three of the cars they stole were white.
Oh, wow.
Now you know.
Ooh, Chrysler humor.
Ooh. And finally, finally.
Right.
61% of students questioned in a recent survey admit to cheating on a test during the past year.
Mm.
Yeah. Even more interesting, 75% of the kids lied to the survey takers.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. So, Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on Big 550 KPRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.